You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The show that you are listening to is TJ Wilmes. The host is me, Dork, and the listener is you, you. And the song that you just heard was Rochelle Jordan's Nothing Left Kingdom remix off of her Play With The Changes remixed album. As you well know, TJ Wilmes is CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's definition of the word cool is cool noun / practice, innovation, maturity, shedding, and rebirth. This theme, I guess, for today was inspired by the thought, oh my god, it sounds exactly the same and is so boring. How have you not grown or changed your sound? Which was a reaction that I had to an album that came out recently. I guess a single for an album that came out recently. And I was just like, oh my god, you've been doing the same, you're making the same music you've been making for 10 years. Like, work, but like, what the heck? Like, how did that even happen? That is so, like, there's so much hubris in that, that, like, the thing that you thought of is still good. I don't know. Anyway, this was... That was my negative. That was my being a negative. That was me being a negative person. But it was my honest reaction to this thing, which is so disappointing to me. There's, like, so, like, making art is so, like, magical and, like, you're so lucky to, like, make things and have a platform and, like, have people care. Like, don't you want to, like, grow yourself? And, like, the sounds that you're making and the things that you find interesting and the things that, like, speak to you and the, like, way that you articulate, like, oh my gosh. Anyway, I don't want to harp on this too much because that's negative and gets us nowhere. But I'm just, like, very, like, just thinking about, like, how a discography changes. I guess this is kind of, like, a longer-term theme, I guess, of, like, how sound innovates and, like, gets matured and sheds, like, things that aren't serving it and is kind of, like, reborn. So this is what we're talking about today. Just some definitions, because what is this show if not a definitions show? These aren't, I'll just read them out and then I'll speak on them. So innovate, to innovate is to make changes in something established, especially by introducing new methods, ideas, or products. Mature, to reach an advanced stage of mental or emotional development. Shedding, to discard something undesirable, superfluous, or outdated. And rebirth, the action of reappearing or starting to flourish or increase after a decline. Revival. None of those definitions, I think, are, like, explicitly, I kind of, like, went for definitions that, like, got out the actual words that I was trying to say, I guess. But something that I found interesting was most of these words, had, like, roots, I guess, in the natural world and, like plants and organisms and yeah, stuff like that, like cyclical kind of things almost. So that's kind of what we're talking about. And I'll move on because that's life. So this next song is Breathe by Cherry Blue off of his most recent release, Hello Bastion. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. What's up? You just heard the song For Granted by Yeji. the first single off of her upcoming album. Just before that was Oh Jeremy with the song Often Enough off of her album Bad Influence. And then opened that set with Cherry Blue's Breathe off of his album Hollow Bastion. Hello. Okay. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Haankamenam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. The show you're listening to is Teachable Moments, which is CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's after the word cool. It's cool, noun slash practice, innovation, maturity, shedding, and rebirth. So let's talk about it. Kind of introduced all of these, the definitions for kind of all of these words, or I guess related words, in the first break, but now we're going to talk about innovation specifically. So to innovate, to make changes in something established, especially by introducing new methods, ideas, or products. I think that, like, I was thinking about, so as I mentioned before, like, there was a lot of, like, grounding all of these definitions in, like, the natural world. And the only thing that I could really think of for innovation was, like, evolution. But in that case, kind of, like, innovation's almost, like, intentional. Evolving intentionally, because like the action of evolution, like if you could even say that's like a like acted upon phenomenon, like evolution just, it does kind of just happen as like the world around it changes. Like there's a huge, it's like very responsive and to like populations that kind of survive, populations that don't. I'm thinking of fish for some reason, that's like really jumping out at me, of like how different like forms and like I guess the word that I'm thinking of is like efficiency in functions, structuring, whatever. I don't know, I'm not a scientist. But beyond kind of that realm, I guess like innovation is a really human thing. Like, there are some ways, I guess, in that, like animals and stuff and, like, whatever, non-human things, non-human biotic things. but even, like non-biotic things, like rivers and stuff, like, there are patterns and, like, kind of learned I don't want to say learned because, but whatever, but, like, I always think of, I'm just thinking of like oxbow rivers, and like how like a river reacts to its environment and like will kind of build these pools that then drain and then reform the river over time. As like sediment gets kind of carried through it and blah, blah, blah. Like it's this, yeah, it's like, it's, I don't know. My brain wants to say like, it's a learned pattern. And like, I also think of like, no one teaches like a bird how to build a nest, they kind of like do it. I guess like there's a lot of, but that's interactive. I said like teaching an animal how to hunt, like part of that is kind of there's a lot of like innate knowledge there, but it is kind of like observed and like that, but that's also like interacting with other kind of species, I guess. But when I think of innovation, I think of like social developments and technology, which I guess is like, those are, I don't know, potato potato in some ways, but yeah, just like the, as like a practice, as like an intentional practice, innovation I think is a like very, very human trait. So those are kind of my thoughts on innovation, and like I guess how it relates to cool is up to you to figure out. But we gotta move on. This next song is That's the Way Life Goes by Nia Archives, and you're listening to it on, you guessed it, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Mind and body, 'cause that's love. Got a new flame. I ain't been free in a week. Taking him down till he weak in the knee. I'ma take a break from the sheets to the sea. Wanna get hot, so we take my heat. Please put me on repeat. Ski, don't you come too quickly. Baby, speeding in the fast lane. Squeeze tight, love everlasting.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground, Thursdays noon to one.
Are you looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The show to which you are listening is Teachable Moments. The host is me, Dork, and the listener is you. And the song that you just heard was Wax Poetic by Mist Milano off of their album Shapeshifter. Before that was LSDXOXO's song Freak. And then opened that set with Nia Archives, That's the Way Life Goes, off of her album Sunrise, Bang Your Head Against the Wall. Teachable Moments is CHS one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's definition of cool is cool noun / practice, innovation, maturity, shedding, and rebirth. We talked about innovation, now we talk about maturity. So maturity is to reach an advanced stage of mental or emotional development. Cool. But this was the definition I've been saying, like, that kind of stood out the most to me as, like, so many of the definitions, like, offered, I guess, before the meaning that I was kind of getting at were biological, like, speaking about, like, organisms and yeah, like, physical growth, but then also, like, physical decay, like, all of these, yeah, like, it's just really not a way that I use that word or that I think about that word. I, like, very much think of maturity and, like, maturing as, like, an active, I guess, process that kind of doesn't, there's no, like, disintegration or even, like, it's kind of, I don't think of it as a linear thing either. Like, things that, like, are mature in one situation, like, wouldn't be in another. And, like, embodying that maturity, I guess, also, like, changes as you're, like, in the situation and as, like, you learn more things and whatever. Like, so I was kind of, like, struck by the focus on physical growth. I just really wasn't expecting it. And I feel like kind of what we're talking about a bit is about, like, not just emotional kind of development. I think the parallel between develop and maturity, or to develop and to mature, is also kind of interesting. Like, but whatever. But thinking about, like, practice and maturity as, like, an embodied kind of, I don't know, like, almost like a mindset or goal for behavior, but then also for, like, art and, like, output and practice, and incorporating, I really think of maturity as, like, incorporating kind of new knowledge or, like, new skills or new interests. So again, I know I was just really struck with how, linear it kind of seemed to be in like, it's like kind of, I don't want to say like true meaning, but like in the, it's kind of overarching understanding, which was just surprising to me. But we're gonna move on. This next song is I Got It by Debbie Friday, and you are listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah. you neglect me.
No soy difícil de complacer, solo con tener orillas. Espera, lista que yo diga que te levantes. Lo tengo.
Put it down by me. Down by me.
let off. Your girl stay stiff, your man legs stay cock up. No, me a slight type, my man, me never buckle. I drive up, pull the truck up, let the siren sound. I'm wide to the ground, feel it, yeah, yeah.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard the song Constrictor by Florentino, Bambi, and KD1. Just where that was Isabella Love Story with the song Latina. And then opened that set with I Got It by Debbie Friday, the one and the only, the icon and the legend, Debbie Friday. You're listening to Teach Moments, CITR's One Stop Shop, what's hot, what's not. And today's definitions were cool. It's cool, noun slash practice, innovation, maturity, shedding, and rebirth. We've talked about innovation and maturity, now we're going to talk about shedding. So shedding means to discard something undesirable, superfluous, or outdated. And I feel like there's such the really, really obvious association of shedding with leaves falling off a tree, or like an animal shedding kind of its fur or coat or whatever. And I love that. I guess I think that, so these last two, the shedding and the rebirth, I think are the most connected. Like, and I've kind of talked about, I guess I talk about this all the time, and I guess I was talking about this earlier too, but the cyclicity of it all. And like in all of those examples of like of things being shed, it's like so that a healthier thing can kind of like grow into it, or can a more supportive or more necessary kind of piece. Like I think of like dogs like getting a winter coat and then shedding it off and stuff for the summer and spring. And it is officially springtime here in Vancouver, and it's like so there's so much like beauty and like light out there. I feel like we're really shedding this like the veil or like the shawl of winter. And just like finally enjoying ourselves. I don't know about you, but winter objectively sucks. And look at us all, our mental health is so much better. So kudos to us, and also happy equinox. We did it. It is spring. We're gonna move on. We're almost at the end of our show. This next song is Sigil by Gussie. Jussyyee off of their album Mutaflesh, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you. All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even. What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
The NCRA is excited to bring back the podcast school from March 7th to April 13th, twice a week for 6 weeks. We will be hosting online classes that will be recorded and shared with participants. Classes will cover various podcast-related topics such as the basics, what defines a podcast, and how to be a representative. Visit podcast.ncra.ca to register and learn more about the courses and their presenters.
Closer and closer to you, baby, I'm dying to find you. Ooh, I'm flattered. After all, it the dark, lost, but I'm free. I'm looking for something that nobody else can see. Will you still love me after the bend? Remember what's gone before, now loaded with regret.
Dear listener, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We've reached the end of our show, but before we get there, let's talk about what you just heard. You just heard the song Fly to You featuring Grimes and Dido by Caroline Polachek off of her album Desire, I Want to Turn Into You. Just before that was Saliva, with the song Underworld off of their Honeycomb EP. And then opened that set with Gussie, with the song Sigil off of their album Muta Flesh. Thank you so much for tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM and specifically Teaching Moments on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. We've talked about innovation. We've talked about maturity. We've talked about shedding. Talk about rebirth very, very quickly. Rebirth is the action of reappearing or starting to flourish or increase after a decline, revival. I kind of was saying about how all of these words that we were talking about were like very much grounded in like the natural world. And rebirth is like kind of similar to innovation. It feels more human. But not for like the social technological kind of sense of it. It's like, it's a very spiritual thing. That's like kind of articulated and it's belief and it's like, yeah. And I always think of the Phoenix whenever I think of rebirth, which is like kind of similar to the shedding or what we're talking about during the last break about shedding, but kind of this, like this ending of, the kind of dramatic ending, I guess, of things that aren't serving, whether or things that like have kind of, it's time to kind of outgrow them or move on from them or whatever. And then allowing yourself to kind of like take that and carry it forward to kind of have a better, I don't want to say have a better life. That sounds really dramatic, but to take what isn't serving you and allow yourself to be fresh. And that's kind of what I was talking about too, of like at the beginning of the show, of like the motivation of this being like, don't you want to allow yourself, like give yourself permission to grow and change and like put out something that like reflects your knowledge and that, which has, I should hope, like you've been gathering over time. But That's all I have to say about that. Thank you so much for tuning in. This last song is Aeroborn Ashes, the Earth Eater and Alexander remix by Earth Eater. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.